Mark chapter 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered to him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his doctrine, "Listen, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it did not yield any fruit. And others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said to them, "Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh. But to them that are outside, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them." And he said to them, "Do you know not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower sows the word. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, "Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come out. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Take heed what you hear. With what measure you measure with, it shall be measured to you, and to you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given, and he that has not, from him shall be taken away even that which he has." And he said, "So is the kingdom of Yahweh, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of itself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come." And he said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of Yahweh? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up, and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." And with many such parables did he speak the word to them, as they were able to hear. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when evening was come, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" End of chapter 4.